What's going on, y'all? It's Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B, coming at you from the Market Scale podcast studio. And folks, I'm excited to announce the launch, the reveal of Market Scale's newest podcast under our channel umbrella, Crow Knows, hosted by AJ Crow. So what we're doing with our first episode of Crow Knows here is really, I'm just opening up some conversation with y'all's host so you can get to better know him, better know the scope of the show and what's in store with some of the exciting, thought-provoking, industry-leading conversations we're going to have here on the world of sports, media, hospitality, and more. So I'm pleased to welcome your host of the show, Mr. AJ Crow of Crow Knows. Crow, do you know today? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Daniel. Thanks for having me. Excited to get started here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have your perspective here as part of the Market Scale contributor community. You're an expert yourself with a lot of multifaceted perspectives. So let's open up the floor here. Tell us a little bit about AJ Crow and the mind behind the mic here.
Yeah, so the topics that you hit, you know, first thing is why those, right? And why would I, A, want to get a show off the ground here? What value do I bring to the conversation? Things like that. So my background personally is in the hospitality, both in the distribution and travel world for about 10 years as both an executive and an owner of a luxury travel agency. Worked for one of the largest food service distribution companies in North America on the specialty produce side. So I have a lot of direct experience as a in the actual industry itself, but then also as a consumer, right? So my biggest passions have always been sports, travel, hotels, hospitality, entertainment, things like that. Always considered myself a bit of a jack of all trades when it comes to industry information. I would say, hey, I know enough to be dangerous, but then you can usually poke a hole in there pretty quickly to figure out, hey, the insights of it are, it's how does that machine work? And that's what's always been super, super interesting to me. And that's what I felt like I'd be able to bring not only to the Market Scale Network, but to a conversation overall is taking kind of an outsider's approach to some of these insider conversations and really understanding and helping the audience understand how a lot of this actually gets done, right? How does the business actually get done? Everybody can put on, you know, a football on Sunday or put on the Oscars when it's on here soon. But I've always been fascinated in how does that actually work? I've always loved the shows or any kind of shows that involve the behind the scenes, right? And so that's what I really wanted to look at as far as from a host perspective. I actually consider myself to have been, some would say maybe even too early in the podcast world. Going all the way back at 14, I started writing for an NFL draft website when I was just starting in middle school. Had a reality TV and sports blog and podcast in college. And podcast was on a little thing called Blog Talk Radio that I'm honestly not even sure still exists. But it was basically, if you think of what the equivalent of dial-up was for the podcast world, that's what I was using. It was, of course, a 30-minute free version. Again, I was in college. It wasn't quite as easy to monetize these shows back then. And had on a lot of people from sports and reality TV world, a free 30-minute conversation where I just had guests dial in, not as sophisticated as the incredible Market Scale Network is. But so a lot of people, not me personally, but many people have said, it's like me, Joe Rogan, Adam Carolla, all kind of right there on that Mount Rushmore, I think.
Yep, 100%.
Of influencers and innovators in the podcast space. But we're looking at things from, sports into, things like, hey, Netflix's WWE deal, right? What does that actually mean? How does that impact the industry? How does those kinds of things come together and take people behind the curtain on those?
Totally. Well, look, man, in a world where, we're increasingly rewarded for our specialization, I think it's actually more unique than not to find voices who have, that swag on camera too, can step behind the mic and deliver something confidently, but also speak from a place of actual varied industry experience. And more importantly, bringing that kind of lens to the B2B content world. because there's a lot of cool content out there, like you said, that is behind the scenes that sort of unpacks how does this work? How does this, you know, ecosystem, industry, technology work? But obviously it's framed up for the consumer, for the guy on the couch who wants to, you know, learn a little bit more about industrial manufacturing. But what about for the pros out there who really want to share their behind the scenes work? I feel like that's where your lens, your multifaceted industry background is really going to come into play. So I want to hone in on some of those, right? Again, sports, hospitality, travel, and the world of media are going to be some of the core areas where you're going to hone in as a host. What gets your wheels turning on those subjects, right? What are some of the topics or trends or market movers that are impacting those industries that you think are critical to start hosting bigger conversations on?
Yeah, I think the sharing for business owners and executives or anybody that's in a decision-making capacity, a lot of times things are very specific and individualized, and you get caught in this trap of this is the way that it's done in this industry. I came from, again, in the distribution world, it was basically the most common response that you would get is, well, this is how we've always done it. Right. So what I have found most valuable in my career was actually when I was crossing industries and you go from one to another and you realize that you're able to carry over some of those, some of those intricacies, some of those workflows, some of that technology, right, that is super applicable normally in one specific niche. But how do we bring those over? And so that's something that I thought would be really valuable in having a more broad based show that wasn't just super technical. Right. I think most of the time that I always learned by going outside of my industry. And so that's something that I really want to focus on when we're having these conversations, is that somebody that, again, might be in the manufacturing space, might be listening to how, from a customer service perspective, how are hospitality companies leveraging certain touch points, automation, technology to increase that customer experience, right? How does somebody in the sports world, how are they using data, how are they using AI to really understand customer experience, right? Be able to take that information and say, you know what, why don't I try something like that over here? Because that's how I've always felt like the best companies, the best innovators, the best businesses are able to take things from other opportunities, other companies, other industries, and bring them into the fold, into their specific niche.
Love that. No, I think that's a great point. And I think, again, when we look at the world of B2B, it's perhaps even understated sometimes just how much these back ends of various industries interconnect into a web of impact. And so when you think of the world of industrial manufacturing, you know, that has so many direct connections to the, strategic decision making, the sort of tech forward strategies that you're seeing in industries like sports, like travel, like media, which might sound kind of like, what, really? Like an advanced, you know, car manufacturer is impacting the world of media and entertainment? Well, yeah, in a lot of ways. And so hopefully, in this podcast here with Kronos, we get into some of those fun connections between industries and help other decision makers understand how are wheels turning for professionals behind the scenes in these key industries and how can we better link to serve the needs of all industries. So really cool stuff, man. I'm excited to see this take off. So tell us a little bit more then about the types of topics you want to unpack, but more specifically, the kinds of voices that you want to bring on. Who is going to be on Crow Knows and what is Crow hoping to know?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to know more about everything. That's the goal going in, right? So these are all topics that in my head, right, I consider myself that amateur expert. And so what I really want to figure is ultimately by the end of these conversations and topics become more of an actual expert. And so when we're talking about who are we going to have on the show, you know, who am I going to be talking to is not only experts in these industries, but really focused on people that understand how to properly articulate this information, right? We want to put it through the that outsider filter almost, right? To be able to really understand this stuff. You know, this is if you're looking for, hey, the most detailed scientific kind of conversation, about something like medicine, like that's Andrew Huberman all day. go listen to Huberman Lab, right? Where we can do a 3-hour podcast on water. That's not what this is. What this is, hey, how do we have an actual conversation? We want to mimic what it would be like if you met this person at a party and said, hey, what do you do? Right? We want it to be a, this kind of jack of all trades where you don't have to go to 8 different shows and download 8 different, 8 different episodes to get information that you would be broadly interested in. And not only as a consumer of information, but also as a business leader. And so these are going to be people that are extremely successful in their fields, right? Everything from platform as a service companies to media, people that are in media, digital media, TV, entertainment, things like that. People that are behind the scenes in sports, right? Not only people in front offices or executives or things like that, but people that understand the technology behind it, right? So again, we're looking at how do we take value from these industries and how is the audience going to be able to take away some actual action items from it to be able to have a better understanding of how they can increase customer engagement, right? Some of these, when you look at these verticals that we're talking about, sports, media, hospitality, travel, there's almost no better industries for understanding a customer and reaching a customer than these. And so that's why I love them all together, because we're looking at not only how they're getting data, how they're using technology, how they're talking to their customers, and looking at how they're able to capitalize on that. And that's really what we want to bring here, right? We don't just want to talk about necessarily the boring details of it, but we want to take what they're doing, get deeper into that to understand the why behind it and the how, and bring that to people that are in other industries or within these industries as well to be able to understand that better. So it's going to be a lot of really exciting, cool people that are in different businesses as well, right? We're going to be talking about some different things about, marketing partnerships, right? So a lot of people are looking at everything being digital, but one of our first conversations is going to be with somebody from a company that's actually going a little bit away from the digital world into more of the physical world. And so looking at some of how can we talk to some of these people that are in slightly different niches, right? That are a little bit outside of the norm, and bringing those conversations to the table. And we're going to have a lot of fun too, right? This is, like I said, this is not going to be, nitty gritty, super dry details, right? This is going to be something we actually want people to engage with, people that are going to have fun listening to. It's going to be enjoyable. We're going to figure out a lot about what I don't know. And I'm not going to be shy about that, right? There are people putting me in my place, I'm sure, that know a lot more about this stuff than I do. But it's all stuff that I'm extremely passionate about, which I think is really important when we're having these conversations. Is it's not just going to be me, looking through, reading a list of questions to people and moving on from one to another. These are all conversations that I am extremely passionate about and understanding more about. And so that's what I think the listeners and viewers are going to be able to see here, which is, you've got somebody that's actually cares about this stuff, that's going to be talking about it and getting, advocating for this information. And we hope that it's really interactive. The hope is that at the end of these shows, we put together some trivia, some things like that, people that are in the, in doing Q&A and things like that, that can lob some things at me, see what I know, but most importantly, see what I don't know, and just have a lot of fun doing it.
I love it. We'll have to do a spinoff show too called Crow Don't Know too. And it'll be your. Okay. Here's all the things I don't know, man. And, we can run through the gamut, but no, I love that, man. It resonates to me as a host myself. Getting schooled by professionals is my entire career. So it's a good time. What I want to do here to close things out is flip the script a little bit. Let AJ Crow of Crow Knows lead the end of this podcast a little bit more. Feel free to use me as a guest here. We're both media pros. You got any questions that you wanted to toss my way, and we can riff a little bit on, some trends happening in the world of B2B marketing, B2B media. Let's talk shop.
One of the things that's been super interesting to me is watching MarketScale's podcast platform grow. As an extreme consumer of podcasts in general for the last 10 to 12 years, it's been really interesting watching. So from your side, as a host and the voice of B2B, right? Talk to me a little bit about what you've seen specifically in that evolution from topics to you know, the guests and really overall is how you have seen your guests view podcasts as a medium for getting that information out.
Yeah, that's a great question. What I find is that, you know, since I've been doing this, a lot of the people I used to bring on, because I started with Market Scale back when I was actually still in college. So I was doing contract work, just kind of hosting podcasts on and off with random guests. They'd be assigned my way and I would just kind of prep a nice conversation and pick their brain on things. And what I found back in those days was that even some of the like marketing leaders that I was bringing on conversations still treated this kind of content as really foreign, still treated podcasting and sort of thought leadership forward content as something that was peripheral and almost mysterious. And you didn't feel a lot of that exuding confidence. Now, it's not to say that like there weren't already successful podcasts and people who got it back in like 2017, but it wasn't really there in B2B. And what I think we're starting to see now is a much more adept, savvy, content forward and confident base of professionals in B2B that get it. They get that content forward is the way to grow your brand. Content for, you know, as a like personal thought leader, content forward is the way to help advance your company's brand if you're sort of acting on behalf of your employer. And content forward is the way to make real authentic connections and actually get to the heart of some of these major issues in our industry. And so you're seeing a lot more experts, you know, want to join things like the roundtables I'm hosting or podcasts that a lot of my colleagues are hosting in each of their specific industry verticals. And you're seeing them come more prepared to not only kind of have fun with the content, which you did not see, you know, 6 years ago, everyone was super stiff and overly polished. More people are willing to take a risk with content. And more people are seeing that the more that the content actually communicates something engaging to the audience, that's fun for the audience, and that is rich with insights, the more that it is actually successful in achieving those goals. So that's what I've seen over my years. How about you, you know, as a real Mount Rushmore host?
Yeah, it's, you know, you mentioned the brand piece, which I think is goes hand in hand with this. And not only just who's willing to go on, but their motivations for going on, their willingness to go on, and then also the ability and willingness to share that content too. I think it's a hurdle that a lot of people maybe have had in the past, which was, hey, there were, at least what I have seen was a lot of people were a little hesitant to share that content, right? They didn't like the way they sounded on, you know, on a recording. They didn't like the way they looked on camera. A lot of different things that it seems like, especially over the last 3 to 5 years, people are just on camera more. They're recorded more. They're more comfortable with having conversations on air, being recorded. Everyone's used to seeing themselves on Zoom, Google Meets, video recordings, things like that. And so I think there's an increased willingness and comfort and just general comfort behind a camera and on a microphone. But then there's also that huge piece, which is people, your average Joe is worried about establishing their personal brand. That was something that I started hearing about in sports about 8 years ago, specifically in the NBA. Everybody was their own brand. Everybody was brand conscious. How does this affect my perception? When it really was never a part of sports, or, you know, it was a little more in the entertainment side, but sports athletes that I grew up with, they didn't care about their personal brand, right? Their brand was being audacious. It was the early 2000s Miami Hurricanes. It was the, you know, these brash personalities that were in your face. There was a lot of stuff off the field, off the court that you don't see anymore because people are very, very conscious about how it's going to be perceived. And now a lot of, you know, you get a lot of stuff that was historically reserved for celebrities. Now just everybody in their daily life is worried about what is it, you know, what will this make people think of me? How does this resonate with, you know, how does my brand resonate with people? And so it's interesting. It seems like there's been that big parallel, like you mentioned, that people are getting more comfortable. And I think a lot of it has to do with that general desire for everybody to have a clear brand vision for themselves. That honestly, to me, seems super crazy. I had always been really bad at it, right? And so it's interesting seeing that evolution specifically. And for you, you know, where are you seeing, and maybe where market scale seeing, you know, where is this being consumed most? Are people something I've, you know, part of what we're going to be talking about in a future episode is how are people consuming information? Right? Are people going to the podcast carriers? Are people doing stuff online? I've always wondered who's watching these shows live on YouTube, right? And so we're going to be talking about it a lot from where you sit. Where do you guys see that mostly?
As in terms of where the energy is at, you know, behind that content?
Where's the consumption coming from? Where are people really consuming this content? Where is the desire? Where are the eyeballs or ears, so to speak, mostly in B2B content?
Yeah, I mean, B2B content, like LinkedIn is obviously a go-to. You know, while engagement can sometimes vary, just having an active LinkedIn in general is huge for establishing your brand in B2B. But, you know, we also see a lot of players plant their flag on X still, as much as that's kind of a tumultuous platform, and even Instagram, though that tends to lean more in the kind of traditional B2C micro-influencer direction. But again, LinkedIn is key. Beyond that, though, we're seeing more and more B2B players really embrace their owned channels. That's what we really evangelize here at Market Scale. That's what we try to live and breathe through the growth of our publication. But, you know, a lot of, like, if you're dealing with a brand, you know, you're dealing with a Fortune 500, usually those brands carry enough industry clout and reach that they don't necessarily need to rely on the algorithm of LinkedIn to disseminate their content. In fact, often those sites can develop media hubs authentically on, you know, let's say Walmart.com, where you can view content, engage with content, and spark community directly in those sort of owned digital hubs. That's not to say content shouldn't also be going on YouTube and LinkedIn and Instagram. You obviously should take advantage of these platforms. But, you know, I think getting too lost in the platform conversation can actually be to the detriment of B2B content creators and brands specifically, because, you know, a lot of their communities aren't even really on these social media platforms in that way. I mean, yes, obviously everyone kind of has social media, but is the heart of your community beating on X? Maybe, maybe not. And so if you just put your content on X because that's where you consume content, you know, for the NBA, let's say, that's not necessarily going to mean that your message, your great content, your thought leadership is going to reach the right people. So, you know, even like email sometimes, you know, just like linking to an owned media link on your channel, like your website, goes a way longer way in advancing a goal of disseminating thought leadership than resharing on an Instagram story or something, because that's like where the hype is, or on TikTok even. So that might seem like, you know, actually a little removed from where the hot energy is at around social media platforms. But I think, again, getting too lost in those platforms can be to the detriment of some people looking to advance their brands, you know, confidently and consistently.
Yeah, I think it seems like now more than ever, one of the most important things, especially when we're talking about thought leadership and some of these B2B conversations, is getting people that are true, actual, authentic thought leaders within these specific industries and topics. It seems like now more than ever, you've got the emergence of these quote unquote gurus that are all over social media, and they have put all their effort and energy into building these brands for themselves. But then when you really start to poke holes in, you realize, well, they probably put a lot more time and energy into brand building than they did actual knowledge on it. And so that's something that I'm going to be keenly focused on here. And you guys do such a great job on at Market Scale, and why I love this opportunity here, which is get people that actually know what they're talking about, right? Not professional talkers, but professional thinkers, people that are successful and have tangible resumes within these industries to talk about these subjects. And so that's definitely one of my very strong commitments as we move this show forward. And we want it to be very interactive, right? We want it to be the topics and people that that our listeners are interested in and want to hear from. And so we've got a nice schedule coming up that we're excited about. A lot of cool topics, a lot of cool people that I know very well and are really, really exciting people within their industries and love what they do. So I could not be more excited for this opportunity to get going and continue to see this show evolve and continue to see what I know and what I don't know. And so we'll have a lot of fun here on Crow Nose.
It's going to be great, man. Hey, I like to run my mouth, but I like to make sure that the brain is doing most of that and not just being a professional, Muppet, I guess you could say, right? So I love it, man. And hey, hopefully, we set the standard high here with me as your first guest, but I think I'm going to get blown out of the water pretty quickly with some of the great people that you're going to be bringing on Crow Nose. I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to reveal too much, but I think you might have some cool aces to play as you get Crow Nose off the ground. And, I think it's going to be really exciting for our audience. So, man, thank you again. Any final words to leave our audience with here with this first episode of Crow Nose?
No, we're just excited to get started. And again, it's going to be a lot of, to me, some of the most exciting subjects and topics that are super prevalent in everybody's life. So no matter what industry you're in, you're going to find something on here that's exciting, something that you, whether you're interested or not, it's at least something that's going to make an impact on your life, because almost everybody either consumes sports, they travel, they watch TV, they watch movies. You're consuming this in some form or fashion, and we're going to make it a lot of fun. Again, some peeks behind the curtains, but figure out some of these ways that people are really advancing their industry, figure out how to get that into your business, be able to use some of those topics, methods, things like that, to be able to move things forward or just think a little bit differently about what you're doing. And so that's what we're going to be doing on Crow Nose, and we're excited to get started.
I can't wait. It's going to be a good one. Well, hey, I'll let you do the outro to your own show. Again, everyone, hey, I'm Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B. Make sure you check out Crow Nose. It's going to be debuting live on marketscale.com and everywhere you love to find your podcast content. AJ, take us out.
This is the first edition of the Crow Nose podcast. Again, like Daniel said, find us everywhere that you listen to your podcasts. Find us here as well on the Market Scale channel. And until then, see you next time.